But as more seasons passed and time went on, things did not quite turn out as Scarlet had said they would. Swart Sixclaw had sacked them, as predicted, and Sunflash and his friend worried them, striking at them many times. Each attack was successful, and the ferret lost quite a few of his vermin to the lightning strikes of Sunflash. But Swart was no fool. The realisation of the badger's guerrilla tactics came home to him one sunny morning in Low Hill Country to the north of Mossflower Woods. Two vermin, whom he valued highly, Spurhack the Stoat and Bullfie, a ferret like himself, both hardened and skillful warriors, had vanished overnight. Swart sat hunched over a small fire, massaging his damaged paw. From shoulder to elbow, the limb was as strong as ever, but the six-clawed paw was rigid and unmoving. It ached every morning, reminding him of the winter night when the young badger smashed it with a piece of hornbeam. Nightshade approached with three others, who had been out searching for the missing warriors. Swart quickly pulled a gauntlet onto his dead paw. It was a heavy affair, meshed brass mail with two weighty copper fasteners, and it made a very formidable weapon. He glanced up at the vixen and snarled.
Well, did you find him?
Nightshade squatted down on the other side of the fire.
Aye, both sitting up against a sycamore in a copse over yonder. Stone dead. Each holding one of these.
She tossed over two long-stemmed water plants. Swart picked them up and inspected them.
Bulrushes,
he said. Nightshade was a healer, and she knew every plant by name.
That's right. Bulrushes. They are also called reed mace, or just mace in some parts of the country.
Swart Sixclaw flung them on the fire and watched them smoulder.
Mace! It doesn't take a genius to work out who did this.
The vixen narrowed her eyes against the smoke of the fire, saying,
You should have caught him and slain him the night he escaped.
Swart leapt up. Drawing his sword, he scattered the fire and shouted,
Should have! Might have! Would have! That's in the past! Get those idlers up off their tails! We travel east!
The vixen sprang aside to avoid the burning embers.
East? But my scouts tell me Sunflash still travels south by west. What is there in the east?
Bowfleg.
Nightshade raised her eyebrows questioningly.
Bowfleg the warlord?
Swart thrust the sword back through his belt, sneering.
Bowfleg the warlord? Ha! You mean Bowfleg the old, Bowfleg the fat, Bowfleg the glutton.
Nightshade shrugged.
Still he leads a great horde.
Swart chuckled evilly as he marched off.
Not for long.